views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to the hit show, Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman, the hottest psychic with the warmest heart. As a renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, entertaining motivational speaker, and radio host, Artie has helped change the lives of thousands. He delivers spiritual messages with passion and humor. When you start to believe, then you can achieve. Call now, 1-800-930-2819, and get in the queue for your live on-air reading. Now, here's your host, Artie Hoffman.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, for another wonderful week of Angels and Answers. And it's always a pleasure to speak with everybody who wants to call in. And I also have my beautiful co-host, Sky Siegel. How you doing, Sky?
Oh, hi, Artie. I'm doing wonderful, sweetheart. How you doing today?
I'm feeling good. I just got back off a nice little vacation in South Jersey, and I went to Atlantic City, Ocean City, and Cape May, and we had a really, really good time. Charity and I needed it really bad, and it was just what
really
the doctor ordered. Yeah.
That's wonderful. That's really great energy.
Yeah, no, it really does. Everybody needs to get away every now and again. You have to do that for yourself. You know, it's like a luxury. It's a luxury that's a necessity. And too many people keep on working and working and working and working, and they say, oh, I can't take time off. I can't take time off. And you need to set
You're
the time.
Absolutely right.
If it's weeks, yeah, if you have something to look forward to, even if it's like a month in advance or 2 months in advance, if you have something to look forward to, it's gonna at least make you happier, because then while you're having one of those bad days, you're gonna say, well, at least I'm going away, or I have something to look forward to. But it's so important to give yourself something to look forward to, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely. I always look forward to the time when my family and I can spend that quality time together without having to worry about the daily routine or business, work, people. It's just, and I love going to the shore because the energy of that water is unbelievable. It's so cleansing and so pure. And I feel when I go there all the time, I get this magnificent energy that is overcomes me. I could literally sit on the beach for hours and just stare right into those ripples of the water and the waves, the tide and the horizon. It's just beautiful. It's so cleansing.
Yeah, I kept on falling asleep in the middle of the day. Like while we were lying on the beach, I was just like zonking out. And I'll tell you, I do some of my best reads. Some of my best reads ever is when I'm right on the water, and the energy just flows unbelievably, and it's like effortless. Where it's like I just know. You know, you love that feeling when you just know, and the ocean does
that
for me like in an instant.
Yes. You're right. And isn't it amazing how you just know? There's no rhyme. There's no reason. It's just the words come popping out of your mouth. It's you just know. I love that. It's like a game show. Like you turn the wheel, and what's going to fall out of your mouth next? But it's always correct. And that's where our spirit guides come in.
Even the people with the hardest personalities, when you're away on vacation, it seems to sedate a lot of people. And for some people, it's a transformation, and for other people, it tones them down. They're not always. Some people have such hard personalities; they're still going to be who they are. But on the most part, when people are away on vacation and you're not having to be anywhere, you're not having to answer phones, you're not having to worry about schedules, and you could just chill out and sleep late and go to dinner or go to the beach or whatever, I mean, that is the ultimate. And to give your brains a rest, I mean, that's your own gift to yourself. And like I say, it's a luxury that's a necessity in life. It's just like giving yourself a massage.
You're right. You're absolutely right. And at that point in time, you're so open because there's nothing clouding your mind, you know? You're just a true open vessel for spirit to come through. And everything that's positive, all that positive energy. So I just love being at the shore. I said to my husband one time, you know, I think I must have been a fish in my other life, maybe a whale or something, because I'm just so attracted. So attracted. Poor Richie. I said to him that I'm just so attracted to the water. And honestly, I have never lived anywhere that been that far away from the water, except where I was born. But, you know, when I was in my teens, I always gravitated to the shore areas to live. And I think that maybe was divine intervention for me, because I do need that ability to just kick back and take everything out of my mind and just grab nature, the energy that's in nature, to cleanse me and to rejuvenate, like charging up my battery, you know?
Yeah, no, absolutely, because when you're in the ocean, you know, being in the salt water, it does do a cleansing to you. And let me tell you something. Yesterday, and I'm really not a jealous type of person. I'm really not. I'm envious, and when I say the difference between envious and jealousy, according to my understanding, envious is when, and I'm going to tell you why I'm saying this, envious is when somebody has something that you don't have and you wish you had it, but you're very happy that they have it. I'm envious of you. I'm so happy for you, and I wish I had that. That's envious. Jealousy is when I am so pissed that you have what I have, and I'm really angry at the fact that you have what I have, and that's jealousy. And jealousy is probably the lowest form of energy that a person could possess. Now, the reason why I said that is because yesterday, while I was still in Atlantic City, my brother texts me, and he says, hey, Artie, he goes, there's this band called the British Invasion. He goes, how would you like to meet me in Long Branch at the pier? He says, they're doing a free concert outdoors. And I said, oh, absolutely. And two of his friends were there, too, and one of his friends lives right across the street. He rents out this place right across the street from the ocean on the third floor with a balcony. And so I wasn't able to go at first because Charity had to go back to take care of her daughter. So I'm thinking, how can we make this work? So my brother texted, I'm telling him my situation, that we had to get back because of my wife's daughter. And so Marty says, I'll tell you what, why don't you have her drop you off at Long Branch and then I'll bring you home. And I said, that works. So I asked Charity. She said, okay. And so it turns out that her daughter's friend, the mother, ended up being nice enough and said, you know what, you're on vacation, I'll drive them there and I'll take them back. And I was so happy for Charity, and I were both able to go and watch the show on the water. And the British Invasion are amazing. It's a Jersey band, and they play the Beatles, they play the Rolling Stones, they play, you know, the Yard Dogs, they play like all the old music and the Monkees and everything. And they were phenomenal. They were absolutely phenomenal. And we just enjoyed ourselves so much. But the part I was envious about is that the guy lives right upstairs, right from where we were, with a balcony overlooking the ocean. And I want that so bad. So bad. I could just clap myself. I wanted to. I'm telling you.
Okay, you know what? Listen, don't be envious. Listen, let's put it out there right now in the universe, all right? Let's put it out there.
Oh, trust me, I put it out there all the time. Not only about our TV show, but the house on the water. I put it out there all the time. I do.
All right, I'll put it out there for you, too. Come on, universe.
Put it out there for us.
I need that place overlooking the water so that I can go there and be envious.
Absolutely. Listen, I wanted to tell everybody, before we go for a break, I wanted to tell everybody, if you want to get a free reading from myself and from Sky, just give us a call at 800-930-2819, and we'll give you the word from the hood. We'll give you the word from the angels, I'm telling you. Oh, and this is really cool. I wanted to share with everybody also. The other day, a few days ago, I was talking to Sky on the telephone, and I was in my car, and I'm looking up, and there was a perfect-looking angel in the sky. It was a cloud in the shape of an angel, kneeling, praying, with the wings out, And the face was defined. It was unbelievable. It's like nothing I've ever seen before in my life in person. I was like blown away. And it all happened just when I was talking to Sky.
We were so excited. It was like unbelievable. Even though I wasn't there, I literally pictured it in my mind. And I said, oh my gosh, Artie. And I believe the conversation we were talking about really needed an angel's overlooking that day, because I think I was feeling really crappy. You know, sometimes I get into these little moods with, you know, losing my son and all that. It doesn't happen a lot, and I try not to let it happen a lot. But it was one of those days, and Artie was helping me out. He was really helping me get back on track, which he is such a blessing to me, and I could never thank him enough for that. But and then an angel appears, and he says, wait.
And an angel appeared right in front of my eyes. Here I am talking to you, and I'm like, you know, I'm like looking around. You know, it's like, you know, you're in the car. You're not focused on just one thing other than, you know, if you're driving, other than the car in front of you. But other than that, you know, you're just looking around, and I just happen to look into the sky, and all of a sudden this gorgeous angel appeared. And that was the beginning of a beautiful week, because I played my mother's birthday, and my mom passed away a year and a half ago or so, and I played her birthday, and I put $25 on her number 12, and I put $25 on 21, and it hit on number 12, and I won $875. The first
month,
this is going to be a good weekend, and I was like all excited, and we had a great, great weekend, so it was really cool.
I'm so happy.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. I ended up walking away $500. Charity won a couple $100, and she doesn't win crap. And I was so happy for her. She finally won. I really was.
That's so great.
It was great. So everybody, if you want to call in and get a reading from Sky or myself, call 800-930-2819. And I want you to stay tuned, because we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com. Tune in to Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman, the hottest psychic with the warmest heart, every Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time and 1 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. With passion and a sense of humor, he delivers spiritual and motivational messages for both individuals and groups of people, and is internationally known for his amazing psychic abilities. Don't forget to call in at 800-930-2819 for live on-air readings. And visit Artie at ArtieHoffman.com.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information. Are physical pain and illness controlling your life? Are you ready to release what no longer serves you, but just cannot get there on your own? Consider an intuitive healing session with Christy Borst. Christy's love-based healing energy has had amazing, even miraculous effects on her in-person and long-distance clients. Visit healingresonance.us. That's healingresonance.us to book your private intuitive healing session with Christy.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you're ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com. Or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. This is Artie and Sky, and you know something I wanted to discuss before we have a wonderful person all the way from Indiana. We're going to wait until we talk to her, because I just wanted to mention about relationships. A lot of people have a hard time dealing with their relationships, and the bottom line is it all comes down to self-respect, and it's all about having open communication with your partner. And if your partner is not willing to communicate to you or to take your feelings into consideration, you have to determine whether if it's worth it or not. Are they bringing in good energy into your life? Are they bringing in good feelings into your life? Or are you the one that's always giving and always being draining? And it takes a toll not only on the relationship, it takes a toll on your sex life. And a lot of people, you know, they've learned to deal with their life and, you know, with life circumstances, but they always seem to have this edge about them. And a lot of times it's because they're not sexually and emotionally satisfied. And so the littlest things, when people do things that it's really not a big deal, but it sets them off, it's because they are not personally satisfied. And that could be emotionally or sexually. And it does take a toll, because everybody wants to be loved. Everyone wants to be nurtured. And it's very important to get that. And so if you're not getting that from your partner, I'm telling you, it's time to make changes. And it's really, really important to get that for yourself, or take care of yourself in some ways. There's many ways that you could take care of yourself. Sky, what do you feel about that?
I think you're absolutely right. Love should be give and take. You have to remember to keep an open mind for your partner. What your partner says is very valid in a love situation. And it's funny, because I was watching a documentary yesterday. I had a little time and I switched on a documentary about love. And believe it or not, when you're in a club or you're in a crowded place and two people make eye contact, there's an entire chemical transformation that starts to take place within your body. I was floored when I heard this. It's your eyes are actually, and your brain is like a computer. It is literally measuring the looks, the shape of your face, the distance between your eyes. As you get closer, the pheromones that are being secreted. I mean, it's a physical, totally, not only emotional, but it's a physical transformation that starts taking place from the attraction of just seeing each other. And from there, bottom line was, after I watched the whole documentary, bottom line was, we all have free will. So your chemicals can only go so far. If you're not in sync with that person, then you know what? If nothing is going to work.
I always said this, you can't stop dating one another, because a lot of people get caught in the mommy and daddy stage, and they don't get out of it. And when you're stuck in that mommy and daddy stage, or you're stuck where you're living your life just with responsibilities and just with purpose, and you stop having fun with yourself and you stop having fun with each other, I'm telling you, if you're not getting satisfaction from your partner, you're going to end up searching elsewhere, or your partner's going to start searching elsewhere for that emotional satisfaction. And it's not that that's a part of their natural chemistry just to do that, but if you're starving somebody from sex or from that emotional comfort, people do tend to look in other directions. And
it's a loss. They're losing something. They're losing something that they were originally attracted to you, not only through chemistry, but through your personality. And it's very important to make sure when you're beginning to raise your children that you set aside date night. Even if you can't afford it, you rent a movie, make a bucket of popcorn, take the kids to your mother's house and just, like, be alone together for the night, you know, and just have that date night and have that great sex and remember where it started from. Remember, bring back that feeling of lust. It's very important in relationships.
Yeah, get into that barter system where, you know, you'll do something for somebody if they'll watch your kids. Or if somebody else has kids like you do, you could try like 1 week we watch your kids, another week you watch our kids, and you take turns with somebody who you trust and, you know, who has a clean place and who, you know, so somebody who you could trust is the bottom line.
Yeah. I feel it's very important. You can't lose that. You know, between money situations these days, and between living situations, and mom and dad both having to go out to work, and being tired all the time, you really don't give as much thought to your relationship as you should. And we all fall into that trap. It's not only the viewers, it's us too. Pardon me. We all fall into that. But if we could just stop for a minute and say, you know, I'm missing something, and you kind of feel like you're missing. What am I missing? I feel like a little bit empty. Oh, my gosh. I'm missing that one-on-one with my mate. I'm missing that one-on-one love. I'm kind of missing that love feeling. And that's when you start. And that's when you keep remembering to make yourself, to specify and keep a schedule, even if you have to, of times when you should hook up, really hook up and recommunicate. Because as we get older, we change. And to keep our love alive and to keep us going, we need to change together. Because if one gets pushed to the dust and the other one is not growing together in the relationship, that could be detrimental. So
I
want to
tell you how important. I just want to say something, how important it is to feed somebody emotionally and to have fun. Because a lot of people say this to their partners. Oh, you always seem to be up for when your friends are over. You seem to be up when you're, you know, this person's over, that person's over. But when I talk to you, you don't listen, or you're falling asleep on me, or you're doing this to me. Because you're not feeding each other what you need. You're not having fun with each other. It's like either a nagging or a demanding or a timing. And so you turn the other person out, or it's like, oh, you know, because you're stuck in this routine. And, you know, if you could learn to just to be more playful with each other, you're going to have that spark. But that's a big thing that happens to a lot of people in couples, and I see this all the time. It's like, oh, you always seem to be up when they're over, but when I'm over, but, you know, when I'm talking to you, it's like, oh, forget about it, you know?
Right.
And it's like, well, they're fun. They're fun. You stink. You suck. What do you want me to tell you? It's like, you know, what can I tell you?
And that's what I mean by growing. That's where the growing together, you know, not leaving one behind, excuse me, getting out all of those frustrations, getting out, you know, being on the same level, being on the same plateau all the time. If your partner is feeling neglected, of course he's going to turn a deaf ear. But what you have to do is communicate. Keep that line of communication open all the time and see what's going on. This way,
I say, you know what? Go out fishing together. Go out for a drink together. Go watch a band play. Go for outdoor free concerts. Like I saw last night, there's free concerts. You know, the fireworks are coming up. Go out with friends. You've got to change your game plan. You can't stay stuck in the same routine, because that's when life becomes very monotonous and very boring or very tedious. And, you know, these are all your choices. These are all your choices. No one's making you do this. You know, and like I said, if you want it that bad enough, then you're going to search for a babysitter or search for somebody to help alleviate that, you know. But it does take effort. It definitely takes effort. But you want to know something, Scott? Before we go to a break, why don't you tell everybody, if they want a private reading from yourself, what is the phone number they should reach you at?
My number is 908-500-1474, and we'd love to hear from you.
And if you want to reach myself, Artie, just for a reading, or, hey, people tell me I'm the psychic therapist, so. So you can call me.
I get a lot of that, too.
Also. So the number to call me at is 877-ANGEL-02, or you can just go to ArtieHoffman.com. And everyone stay tuned, and Liz, hang on there. I promise I'm going to read for you and also for anybody else who calls in. So stay tuned. We're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
Tune in to Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman, the hottest psychic with the warmest heart, every Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time and 1 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. With passion and a sense of humor, he delivers spiritual and motivational messages for both individuals and groups of people, and is internationally known for his amazing psychic abilities. Don't forget to call in at 800-930-2819 for live on-air readings. And visit Artie at ArtieHoffman.com.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information. Are physical pain and illness controlling your life? Are you ready to release what no longer serves you, but just cannot get there on your own? Consider an intuitive healing session with Christy Borst. Christy's love-based healing energy has had amazing, even miraculous effects on her in-person and long-distance clients. Visit HealingResonance.us. That's HealingResonance.us to book your private intuitive healing session with Christy.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you're ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com, or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. And right now,
hi, everyone.
Thomas. Liz, is there a Liz from Indiana still on there?
Hello?
Hi, Liz.
Hello?
Hi, Liz.
Hi. Hi, Artie.
What can we do you for, Liz?
Yes, I just have a question that's been going around my head for, well, the past 9 months. When I first met this person that I'm seeing now, I had no connection with him, didn't want to be with him. But as he was leaving, I heard a voice. It was, I don't know where this voice came from, but it said, it told me to stop, look, and look at him a little different way. And I did. I turned around. I saw him in a different kind of, I don't know what you say, light. And I called him later and gave him a second chance. And, you know, we've been together for 9 months. And I'm just wondering, what was that all about? Because that's been bugging me for the last 9 months, that voice, out of nowhere.
What happened? I'm sorry, I missed that.
Hello?
I lost that whole last line. party.
Liz, can you repeat the last few sentences that you said, please?
Oh, no, I'm just wondering where that voice came from. It was like out of the blue. It wasn't from me at all. It wasn't my conscious talking at all. It was like a different voice, a higher pitch voice that I heard, like, out in left field that told me to stop and give him a second look, a second chance. And I did, and I've been together for 9 months, and I'm still wondering to this day, what was that all about?
If I could say something, was someone told you that this person is good for you on a higher level? Is that what you're saying?
No, they just told me to stop, and because I judged him before I even gave him a chance. That was a thing.
I see. So you didn't give him an ample chance, and then you gave him a second chance, another look, and so far the relationship has been good for 9 months.
Right.
Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And you're worried about, is this going to last?
Yes. I mean, in a way, I mean, like, well, like, where was it something that I had to, like, I had to fulfill,
well,
like, karma?
I'm feeling right now that you're learning things from this person. It's someone that was put into your life to learn lessons from. Whether they're good lessons or bad lessons, I don't know. But I don't think they're negative. I think he's teaching you some positive outlooks. I think that right now that this person is the exact person you need to have in your life. Do you feel that way?
Yes.
Okay. I'm feeling, though, a little bit of a loss of passion for you. I'm not feeling a complete love circuit there. I don't think that you're maybe as much into this person as this person is into you for some reason. I think that at a higher, if you met somebody else, you would have more of an excitement of love. Is this making any sense to you?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Yes.
I feel like I said in the first place, I feel like he belongs in your life right now. Do I feel that he's going to stay for the long haul? You have your own free will. You can make it happen if you want to. But you're going to have to give up certain things that mean a lot to you. So what I'm feeling right now is if you're comfortable and you feel like you want to settle, then this is who you're going to be with. But if you don't want to settle and you feel as though I want to go for strictly the love aspect of this, then you're not going to stay with him. But it's all up to you. It's basically all up to you. But I am feeling from spirit that this is where you need to be right now.
Yes.
And I hope that helps you out, sweetheart.
Yes, it does.
See, what happens is a lot of times people also end up becoming, they end up giving up what makes them happy and what makes them comfortable. If you're allowing your partner to take you out of your comfort zone of what makes you happy or what makes you feel comfortable, if you're giving your partner that kind of power, where it's taking you out of your comfort zone or out of your happiness or out of your routine. Well, to go out of routine isn't always so bad. But when you're allowing the other person to take you out of your zone, then, you know, again, we compromise because they give us other things in return as far as that emotional comfort. And so we sacrifice or we compromise so that we have that partner in life. So not everybody's going to fulfill all your dreams. You know, so if you give yourself, if you put all your eggs in one basket with one person, a lot of times you're going to be left disappointed. But if you just give your partner a certain part of you, and it could be a major part of you, but a certain part of you, but not all of you. I mean, in romantic songs, in a lot of songs, they say, you are my everything, yada, yada, yada. And it all sounds nice and poetic, but it's not really true, because when you put your everything into one person and you have all these expectations into one person, then you're giving them all your power. But you still have your family, you still have your friends, you still have your children. And so your partner could be a major part of your life, but I wouldn't make them your everything. And, you know, if they're taking you out of what makes you you, then that's where you have to decide, well, is it really worth it? Or do they give me enough of that emotional comfort or sexual comfort,
you know,
that it's worth my while?
Also, I feel like he's giving you a certain kind of stability that you were lacking. I'm feeling like this, you're in a comfort zone right now, that you're getting this feeling of support that you need, that you're not alone, that you have the support system behind you. And I feel that don't compromise to that, you know, because you can find someone who fulfills you totally and still have that comfort zone, still feel like you will get fulfilled in all of your aspects.
Okay.
Am I correct on that? Is he fulfilling right now a need that you have? Either monetarily or...
You're right, you're right. You're right.
Stability, yeah.
I know, I just like, you're right. You're right, it's a comfort. It is a comfort zone. And like I said, you know, he gives her enough to make her feel good. And
security,
you know, so,
that's the word.
For her, it's worth your while. But also understand, people love in a different way. Just because you love in one way doesn't mean your partner will love you in the same way. And it doesn't mean that they don't love you.
That's the hardest thing for me to accept.
So it's a matter of coming to that acceptance. Yeah, it's a matter of coming to that acceptance. You know, am I able to accept their love in the way that they can give it, because they don't know any other way other than their way. If you find that that's good enough, even though, you know, you want the romance, you want the cuddling, you want the, but that's not them, or you want the communication and the stimulation, but that might not be them, then you have to decide, well, you know, all right, well, at least they're this, or at least they're that, and you could put rhyme and reason, and then you get it in other ways, you know?
Okay.
You know something, Liz, I don't feel that you're a kind of a person that's going to, in the long run, be happy with just that compromise. I feel that you are a fire person. You have to go out and get what really satisfies you. And you will give up certain luxuries for that. I really do believe that. But in the long run, you have to follow your soul. Okay?
Okay.
You're going to be singing that song. You're going to be singing that song. I don't get no... satisfaction. You'll see.
That has been most of my life.
You're going to be singing that song. But right now, fine. Right now, it's perfectly fine. And Sky said, and she's right on the money, she said, it's your choice, and what are you willing to accept?
Okay. Got it. Thank you.
Okay.
Well, God bless you, sweetheart. Have a great day, and good luck.
Thank you. Thanks.
Have a wonderful day. I wanted to give everybody a heads up. Not that I mean to boast or anything, but next Friday, Sky and I is July 4th, which happens to be my birthday, and it falls
Happy
on
birthday.
My birthday.
Happy birthday!
Yeah, it falls on my birthday every year. July 4th falls on my birthday every year. Call it a coincidence.
Isn't that amazing?
It's amazing. I don't know something. And next, Sky and I, we're going to have it recorded. We're going to have a pre-recorded show on next week. So if you still want to listen to our wonderful voices, you can listen to our wonderful voices, but it just won't be live. It's going to be pre-recorded. And hopefully you're still able to get enough entertainment and satisfaction by listening to us once again. So,
I'm sure you will. And then we change hours, right, Artie?
Oh, yeah, that's right. After July 4th, thank you. After July 4th, the following Thursday, all right, the following Thursday, we are I think it's July 10th, if I'm not mistaken, July 10th, Thursday evening at 6 o'clock for 2 hours. Sky and I are going to start our regular programming Thursday evenings Eastern Time. Thursday evenings Eastern Time at 6 o'clock. We're going to do our 2-hour show, and we're going to stay on Thursday evening doing a 2-hour show.
So
we're very excited about that.
Yeah, that's going to be really, really good. And so we're really, really excited about that. And I think it's going to be a lot of fun. And we'll be able to talk about more topics. And because an hour goes by so fast.
Oh, I know. I just can't take it. I'm a talker. I love to talk. I love to delve into these wonderful topics, you know. And there's so much more I can say. But I just have to shut me up every once in a while.
Hey, Scott, before we go to a commercial break, and we're going to take on the other call when we get back, what's the number that people could reach you at if they want to talk to you as far as getting a personal reading?
Okay, guys. Yes, and I'd love to hear from you. My number is 908-500-1474. And you're on it?
My number is 877-ANGEL-02. And just to give you a heads up about Skye, she called me up on a whim a couple of months ago. And we never knew each other. We only have known each other for a couple of months. And as soon as I heard her voice, I realized how incredibly talented she was. And she's never done this publicly like this before. But the moment I heard her voice, I knew how gifted she was. She's been doing this magic, this ability of hers for over 50 years, and she's just exceptionally talented when it comes to communicating to the deceased and to the angels, and I felt it right away, and without even meeting her in person, just listening to her for a couple of minutes, I knew she was incredibly talented and gifted. So if you want to have the pleasure of Skye's compassion and professionalism, and you want to really reach to your loved ones, give Skye a call. And it's 908-500-1474. All right, so stay tuned, everybody. We're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
Colorful world of energy is all around you. Join Lynn Brown on July 19th, 2:30 p.m. to 4:30 p.m. at Maya Whole Health Studio and learn about the colorful world of chakras, your aura, and what it all means. You'll learn how each chakra corresponds to different aspects of your physical body, material world, and why it is important to give them love and attention. Each attendee will receive a reading on the most prominent color in their aura. Let's get into it. Call 425-271-0200 and register now.
Get insider knowledge about everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community.
Tune in to Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman, the hottest psychic with the warmest heart, every Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time and 1 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. With passion and a sense of humor, he delivers spiritual and motivational messages for both individuals and groups of people and is internationally known for his amazing psychic abilities. Don't forget to call in at 800-930-2819 for live on-air readings and visit Artie at artiehoffman.com.
Where do you desire to go in life? How do you plan to get there? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul, and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Your Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside you waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase on TransformationTalkRadio.com and discover how awakening to your inner voice transforms your life.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session. Or dial 415-235-2807.
Welcome back, everybody. Here with Sky Siegel and Artie Hoffman. And, you know, I just saw the one of the most amazing bands yesterday, and they were called the British Invasion. So if you Google the British Invasion tribute band, I promise you won't be disappointed. If you're into the Beatles and the Rolling Stones and the, you know, early music of the English bands and the Monkees, I mean, they just sounded phenomenal.
Who's not into the Beatles,
They are such a variety. I mean, they are such a heaven sent. I swear to God, I have an outer body experience. When I listen to a good Beatles band, I literally have an outer body experience. I feel sorry for whoever goes with me because I don't even feel like I'm with anybody. I'm just like in my own zone. Really a bad date. I'm really a bad date whenever I go to usually go see music because people think I'm mad at them and I'm not. And I'm just so into the music and listening. I just, oh my God, I get on this emotional high.
You know, when I was about 10, when the Beatles first came out, and I just fell in love with them immediately. They were like such a sensation. I just fell in love with them, and I'm 60 years old now, and I'm still in love with them. Their music, the ways they could put it out, their creativity, oh, they're so gifted.
So incredibly gifted. I mean, what a gift that God gave us with the Beatles and their music. And it's like all the other bands end up like mimicking them and doing their music. Yep. And there's such a variety. It's not just the same old. You know. And it's like they have such incredible personality and variety. I'm a Beatles. I love the Beatles. I really, really do. They're so entertaining. I gotta thank God. Thank them for the Beatles.
They're amazing. And I feel the same
way. I'll tell you, one personality I wish I could meet in the whole wide world would be John Lennon.
Oh my God, I read your mind. I mean, that's who I want to meet, John Lennon.
That would be awesome.
Creative mind in the universe. The most emotional. Oh, gosh.
I mean, just when I listen to them talk, that's why I've generated an English accent. But right now we have somebody from Jersey, one of our local yokels, Anne from Jersey. How you doing, Anne?
Hi, Artie. I just want to say you read me at a spiritual event in Woodbridge, and you were great.
Oh, thank you so much. That's so nice to hear that somebody was happy.
That really good.
Hi,
my birthday is July 6th. Fine. My birthday is July 16th, so I want to say happy birthday to you, too. And I'm interested. Thank you. A message from the universe that pertains to work and love I'd like today. In work, I've been planting a lot of seeds. Do you see them manifesting soon?
As far as your work life, I see you putting more energy into your work life than your love life. Hold on just a second. What is it that you are looking to do? Was it something more on the spiritual side?
Well, believe it or not, I've taken many spiritual courses, but right now I do, financial planning and insurance, but I've taken Silva, I've taken Doreen Virtue's angel classes, so, I was planning on doing that down in the future when I retire. But I still love what I'm doing in the business world, so I just wanted to see if you see that getting strong.
You know what I see? I see that a lot of people are impressed with your background in finance. And I think they're putting you, instead of throwing your resume in the garbage pail, they're putting you on the desk. Because I know that there's going to be an economic change coming soon, and we're all hoping for a better financial change, a little bit more aggressive. And I believe that I'm feeling very strongly that somebody is very interested in you. Right.
Well,
now.
See, I'm self-employed, so I'm planting seeds for a future business. So it's not
okay,
that
but,
I'm looking
what
for...
What I'm saying is there's somebody that's going to want to team up with you. This is what I feel.
Okay.
And I know that they're not going to be opposed to that so much when they present themselves to you.
Okay.
I think so long as you're showing enthusiasm, I see in 2 years from now, you're going to be making more than 50% what you're making right now.
Okay. That sounds good to me.
It is. You're going to be making... I want you to be enthusiastic about all your clients, that when you're talking to them, you're talking to them like what you've got for them is like more exciting than sliced bread, more exciting than the cell phone, and more exciting than GPS. So long as you're selling enthusiasm...
Well, I do have those as a matter of fact. I got a good product in oil and gas, so that's the product.
I'm
excited about it.
I'm telling you, within 2 years, you're going to be making at least 50% more than what you're making now. And so long as you're showing the enthusiasm, then you're going to get people buying whatever it is you're selling.
Okay, that sounds good.
When I say to you, resumes, when you're discussing things with other people, it's really triggering a fire in them. And they know that you're right on the track. You're right on the right track. And a lot of people are going to want to pair up with you. So be very selective. But I feel that somebody is going to pair up with you. I don't know if that makes any sense to you or not.
Yes, I think it does, Sky. Very, very good. What about if you, that's great, how about the love life? You see anything manifesting new for me there?
As far as your...
Are you on a dating site?
No.
I just suggest going on one. I think there's somebody waiting for you. And I don't think you have enough time to get out there.
If you were to join a group, if you start joining any kind of a group that has anything that you enjoy being a part of, that you really enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as, I just want to switch gears for a second. Because as far as your business world is concerned, I have a feeling there are people that are going to want you to be, like Sky said, they're going to want to team up with you or be a part of. And you have, and she said, you have to be very selective because it's almost like, oh, I want you to try this or try to sell this. You can't spread yourself too thin.
Okay.
All right. You have to stay with your niche and make it stronger and better and stronger and better. Don't spread yourself too thin. Maybe one other product. If somebody's exciting you about something, one other product, because people come to me a lot and say, "Hey, Artie, I want to explain this to you. I want to try this with you. I think it would be great at selling this or selling that." And you have to be very, very careful. But as far as love life, you're gonna have to join a group of some sort, whether it be the YMCA, whether it be an exercise group, a biking group.
Yeah, I don't feel like she's getting out there enough.
That's exactly what I'm getting.
You're right.
I don't think you're not in the right circle.
I keep hoping I meet somebody through friends.
All
right, but you do see somebody coming in the future. Okay, but in the future you see a possible romance.
And let me just say, I want you to start to Google what groups are around. What local groups of people are doing what around your group. And as you start making it your agenda, then your social life is going to pick up. But right now, you're just in a routine. And unfortunately, I feel like MLJ Flood. Unfortunately, we're going to have to cut right now because our show has ended.
Okay, well, thanks, Flood.
Well, give us a call, and because we have a lot more to tell you. I know I do.
Okay, thanks. Okay, bye.
All right, sweetheart. Well, you take care, and happy July 4th.
Happy birthday.
And happy birthday. Happy birthday. All right, everybody. I just wanted to give you a reminder. On July 4th, we're going to have a pre-recorded show, Sky and I. And then July 10th is going to be our first Thursday evening show. It's a two-hour show, and we're going to continue on that streak. It's going to be 6 p.m. Eastern time on Thursdays. And my number is 877-ANGEL-02. And, Sky, your number?
908-500-1474.
And from my mouth to God's ears, may God bless you with all the health, happiness, and prosperity that your heart desires. Don't give
Absolutely,
up your faith.
Guys.
Don't give up
and
your faith. Put your prayers out there. Put your prayers out there. God bless you, everybody. And we'll be
Bye,
talking
everyone.
To you.
You've been listening to Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman. Tune in to the hottest psychic with the warmest heart every Friday, 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern Time. And call 1-800-930-2819 to ask your questions. Artie is a renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker. He has helped over 15,000 people with his intuitive gifts by communicating with people's angels and loved ones who have passed on. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02 and visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook. When you start to believe, then you can achieve. See you next week.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, we will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
Tune in to Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman, the hottest psychic with the warmest heart, every Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time and 1 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. With passion and a sense of humor, he delivers spiritual and motivational messages for both individuals and groups of people and is internationally known for his amazing psychic abilities. Don't forget to call in at 800-930-2819 for live on-air readings and visit Artie at ArtieHoffman.com.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information. Are physical pain and illness controlling your life? Are you ready to release what no longer serves you, but just cannot get there on your own? Consider an intuitive healing session with Christy Borst. Christy's love-based healing energy has had amazing, even miraculous effects on her in-person and long-distance clients. Visit HealingResonance.us. That's HealingResonance.us to book your private intuitive healing session with Christy.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you're ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-6463. Mind.